have to bid goodbye. From the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong. By the end of the Almighty, we powered in this generation. Triumphantly, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption song, redemption song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery, and by the wisdom can free our minds. Now go here for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they steal our profits while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption song, redemption song.
Good evening. Welcome to The Simple Truth, hosted by Jeff Lewis. Every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 Mountain, 7 to 8 Central, and 8 to 9 Eastern on BBS Radio at www.bbsradio.com. Where if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. And if you're just not getting it on Coast to Coast AM, that's because it's on bbsradio.com. Tonight, Saturday, January 13th, 2007, with Richard Young from www.acidpro.us. Again, that's www.acidpro.us. Richard specializes in a unique asset protection process that literally offers bulletproof protection of all finances, property, and belongings, even from the feds and the IRS. We will also discuss what it means to correct your status and political standing, and once corrected, how to protect your property with land patents. You can even determine how to know if you're the taxpayer or not. Stay tuned, listeners. We have yet another great show in store for you tonight. To call in, the numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 8530. Excuse me again, that's 530-876-3222. Be sure to have a pen and paper ready to write down any useful information you will hear on The Simple Truth tonight and every night. Be sure to have a bottle of good water, and we will have our daughter Sunshine have something really special to share with you all. And as always, we want to thank our producer, Donald Newsom, for BBS Radio and what he has done for all of us, for all those involved with BBS Radio to help speed the shift of consciousness around the planet. BBS Radio is first to bring the truth, knowledge, consciousness, and so much more through the Internet, a medium of unparalleled consciousness expansion. Love and light to you and your family, to all our listeners, and all the hosts of BBS Radio for making what we do possible. Blessings always. Announcements. From now on, we're going to keep our any major announcements for you on Trusted News Trader, linked at the blog site on bbsradio.com. Please post anything you feel may be of interest to our listeners, or simply email our host with any information that could be useful to our audience. We are going to keep our announcements short, so we can have more time with our guests on every show. Any other updates can be found on our main website at www.tobehealthynow.com. Again, that's www.2behealthynow.com. And for any questions, feel free to contact our host at sacredtech@cox.net. Again, that's facredteth at Cox, COX.net. So, our short announcement tonight will be on water, the very life source of all living and breathing inhabitants of this planet. We will have posted a donation link on our website to manifest the Waterology Institute in Pahrump, Nevada. The property of over 10 acres has a water well and structures already in place. This center or institute, we have not yet decided, will be the foremost center around the world on waterology. We will be working with such amazing scientists such as Dr. Masaru Emoto and his family here in the States and many other conscious-minded water specialists. We will analyze water to show its structure, its form, its energy potential, whether the water is positive or negative, alkaline or acid, as well as other specialized tests that can be performed on site. We will also take pictures on your water or do a complete analyzation process on water and see who really has the best water while helping to raise consciousness as the many possibilities we can achieve with water. Ultimately, we only need to treat the oceans, lakes, and streams of the world and treat our drinking water at the source right at home, and eventually all the water will be healed. And as we, of consciousness, usher in the shift of truth and light, and above all love, together, we can all be in heaven on earth. So with water in mind, we have our beautiful daughter Sunshine here with us tonight to share a simple prayer we can always do for our water. Sunshine?
Hello. Hello, everyone, and good evening. I'm here tonight to share a simple prayer we can all do to help heal our water. First, get a bottle or glass of good, pure drinking water and place both hands on the glass. Now, close your eyes and take a deep breath and repeat after me. We thank water. We respect water. We are all water. We are all one. Thank you. You can also continue your own words of light and love. Anything you want that is good and positive energy. Like Dr. Emoto and the great things he has done to help our water. And the beautiful crystal pictures. Simply a miracle. Wow. And now, here's the host of The Simple Truth, Jeff Lewis.
Oh, that was awesome, my dears. Thank you, sweethearts. Hello and good evening, and thank you, conscious listeners, for joining us again here tonight, now our fourth show on BBS Radio. Folks, this is getting very exciting for me. It's been a lot of fun for my family and myself to finally have a way to get truth out there where it's so desperately needed. This evening, with Richard Young, is a show I've been looking forward to for some time. So I am very excited about this one, and I hope all those I told to listen tonight are doing so, because you won't want to miss tonight's show. I hope some of my listeners heard the January 6th show with L.B. Bork from PacInLaw.org. It went very well, and from what I hear, it will be posted very soon on the website. And be sure to hear our past shows on the BBS Radio archives at bbsradio.com. Folks, as I have said before, it is my mission and passion for the simple truth to be about cutting-edge health, nutrition, advanced healing, technologies, and modalities from around the world. It is also my intention with every show to freely give out viable, effective, and or affordable and easily accessible healing suggestions and modalities that you can do and or use right in the comfort of your own home. It is also my mission and passion to address the current untold news in the media on the unlawful and legal issues, or lawful, I should say, and legal issues, which are unlawful in this case, by interviewing top experts like Richard Young here tonight and others from around the world regarding our rights, our freedoms, our property, our children, and our very futures. The Simple Truth will give out practical and viable solutions to these issues that face us all right now. Regardless of whether it's in your face right now or not, it will be eventually. We the people, under the original Constitution, meaning you and I, and everyone else in this country, seriously need to wake up fast and protect our rights, our property, and our future, and more importantly, our children's futures, now before the very soil that they're standing on is taken from them, just as it's being done right now across this very country. Need information on this topic? Simply email me again and put in the link, links to freedom, truth, and justice in the email subject box. Again, only through truth can we educate anyone regarding our God-given rights, Our freedoms, our children's futures, our property, and the very laws of our Creator. God has granted us all the same rights, so claim them. And please, freely share what you learn here tonight and pass on the knowledge and the light. And thanks for listening and being aware. The shift is definitely here now. So with all that said, let's get started tonight with our special guest, Richard Young. Richard, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great.
That's wonderful. Glad to hear. Well, if we can get started, could you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in this field, and then maybe we can lead into what you're currently working on?
Sure. I was running a company for a very wealthy man in Florida who was very satisfied with what I was doing. He called me into his office one day, and he said, "You have to find out about Pure Trust." I said, "Okay," waiting for him to continue, and of course he didn't. I said, "Well, what about it?" He said, "Well, I can't tell you because I'm involved in this with three other people, and we all have a oath of privacy, and I can't tell you anything, but you will find out, and be diligent about it and make sure that you do." So I did. I spent 7 years finding out about Pure Trust. I spent three additional years learning how to build and how to create them after I had to go out and buy 10 of them to find out what they really look like.
Uh-huh.
Of the 10, 8 were useless. Two of them were okay, and that's what we based our product on. Now, the Pure Trust, we don't use that word anymore, pure, because it's fell into disrepute because people are saying some very negative and very untrue things about them. But we now call our trust Federal Contract Trust, and that's because the Supreme Court of the United States in 71 decisions have upheld, supported, and defended everything we've done so far. These were not our cases, by the way. They existed, I think, probably the latest one was 1966, so they all happened prior to that, and they go back into the 1800s.
Okay.
But the Pure Trust is an organization, or the Federal Contract Trust, is an organization that's created that nobody can touch because it's a trust indenture created as a contract. And Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution says no state shall pass any laws interfering with the proper carrying out of the terms of a contract.
Uh-huh.
So the contract is untouchable. There's one Supreme Court decision specifically that says the books, records, and documents cannot be ordered for review or subpoena. So a judge cannot even subpoena you or your trust in the court.
Wow.
Because they're non-statutory.
Okay.
The trust owns itself. There are two trustees whom we supply. They're responsible for the trust. They then hire you, the user, as the managing director to run the day-to-day operations of the trust.
That's kind of common for most trusts, correct?
Not necessarily.
Well, as far as a manager and trustee and so forth.
Well, kind of, except they don't call them managers. Quite often they end up calling them trustees.
Okay.
And that's something you can't do because you've got to give up control of the trust in order for it to be a valid trust. Since you have put your assets in trust with somebody, you've got to give up control.
That's the old Rockefeller saying, you know, own nothing, control everything.
That's right. And of course, he espoused this to everybody. And this is why we always refer to the past wealthy, super wealthy, because they all use these trusts.
Okay.
The first one of these trusts was created in 1765 by Patrick Henry for Robert Morris, who was the governor of Virginia Colony at the time, called North American Land Company. Still exists today, 237 years later, in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Wow.
But the trusts are untouchable. Once you put something in them, they're there. And what it does, gives you 100% protection against lawsuit. Since you don't own anything, they can't take it.
Okay.
And they can't sue the trust unless the trust has done something wrong, and it won't.
Well, let's explain a little bit more why a pure trust is different than your standard trust that can be penetrated. And again, you have two trusts, not just one.
Well, first of all, most trusts everybody is aware of are the ones created by attorneys. Those are statutory trusts. That means that you accepted a privilege from the state in order to create your trust, and the attorney general becomes your partner. So they can tell you what to do or what not to do, how to do it, and so on. So they're easily penetrated in any court of law. But our trusts are non-statutory, not subject to statutory law, and that's one of the primary differences. Ours are created by a contract which cannot be penetrated.
Okay.
So that's the primary differences. The other thing is when you do the statutory trust, you have specific limitations. But anybody can step in and take whatever assets are in the trust in most cases. They just are not the protection that they profess to be.
And that's what I would assume, what you told me just the other day, that lawyers go to you now for a trust that they don't want to have any problems with it.
Right, right.
Now, you've been doing this how long?
18 years, since 1988. I've created, I don't know how many thousands of trusts. I don't have one client that has ever had even the first inquiry. Now, sometimes when they go into a bank, they have a little bit of difficulty getting them to understand what they're doing because they're totally unfamiliar with this. But I've never had even an attempt to penetrate nor to look at one of the trusts so far.
Wow. Now, that is something not too many people, as far as I know, I don't know of anyone besides yourself that can claim that.
Oh, true. Well,
that in and of itself speaks as far as credibility of what you're doing.
Yes.
There is something here. It does have viability to it, and it cannot be basically messed with by the people we don't want to mess with.
Nobody can touch it.
Right.
Anything in there is absolutely 100% protected. And you can put property in there, by the way, where the trust owns it. Even though you don't own your own property, the trust can more effectively because you exchange your equity into the trust. The trust then places a lien for 110% of its value on the property, which means nobody's going to touch it because they're looking for money.
Uh-huh.
They want assets. There's no assets there to have.
Right.
Even if they could touch it, which they can't because
we're in the process of doing mine, and then this is all not fairly new to me, but as far as doing trust correctly, this is very new to me. Because I've heard about all the other trusts that none of ever, even common law trusts, that don't seem to even hold up, and the ones they even claim that are common law trusts that are domiciled in this country, but yet they look as if they're offshore. Well, again, you're pretending to be something you're not. There are going to be problems.
Right.
You said
we don't deal offshore because we do the same thing here you can do offshore, only safely.
Correctly. Well, as I plan to do as part of my structure, what I'm doing is to have the offshore accounts own the interstate accounts, and none of those.
Right.
I own, and anything they own, I don't own. My family doesn't own, my children don't own, and we're basically employees.
Can't be traced back to you.
Right. And now this is, again, doing it correctly. This isn't, I have no problem with paying taxes when you buy things. I have problems with income tax. Now, you addressed that issue as well. Whether or not we are a taxpayer, tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, first of all, let me explain. We have six letters from the Internal Revenue Service over a period of 4 years telling us that our trusts, one, are not required to file any documents with the IRS
and
are non-taxable entities.
Wow.
So if you put your business into trust, you pay no taxes, they can't investigate, they have no access to records.
Right.
You don't have to have licenses because you're not a statutory organization. I've been operating for 18 years without a license and never had anybody question me.
And unlike our friend right now is having a little visit in the federal fighting them and going against them against their codes isn't correctly the way to do it, right?
No, it isn't. We have a program that we include with our trust called a trust determination program. And this is where you write a letter to the Office of Chief Counsel, Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, Washington, D.C., and you say, I do not believe I am a taxpayer because of the documents I'm going to include. And we have three letters written by three experts, a group of attorneys, a group of CPAs, and a tax expert, plus Flora versus U.S. Supreme Court decision that says our income tax system is based upon voluntary assessment and payment, not upon restraint. We mail all those plus some other documents to the Office of Chief Counsel, and we say within 30 days, if I am incorrect, please respond to me and tell me what taxes I am liable for. Give me the codes, regulations, statutes, and laws so that I can better understand it, and I will pay whatever taxes I am liable for. We have never had a response. As a matter of fact, I did my own circumstance as far as the IRS is concerned back in 1976. I haven't paid a penny since then. I'll use some information out of Irwin Schiff's book, You Don't Have to Pay Taxes.
Uh-huh.
And Irwin Schiff is probably the most well-known person in the world about taxes, but he has one problem. He wants to beat the IRS at their game.
Doesn't
work.
We don't want to go there, no.
You have to force them to play your game, and that's what we do. And when we don't get a response, we have a notary public do a notarial protest, notification of non-response, and estoppel, stopping them from ever bothering you again. And at that point, that document is mailed.
And at that point, you've got your public record if you ever need to go into court to say, hey.
You're out of the tax system. It'll hold up at any court in the country.
Wow. Wow.
Then we have a follow-up program for those of you who have trouble with the IRS, with liens and levies and sending you letters telling them how many hundreds of thousands you owe them, which we call a rescission program. And that picks up where the other program stops. You make duplicates of those to prove you're now a non-taxpayer. Under nunk-pro-tunk, what is now is then, what is then is now, it's legal terminology, and you say, I am not a taxpayer now, and I was not a taxpayer then. Please remove all of these things to the Office of Chief Counsel, and they will.
And refund anyone.
Liens, the levies, all the letters will stop, the IRS will go away.
Now, you said in some situations, not this isn't promised in any way, but some cases you can get money back.
Got a gentleman who got $10,500 unexpectedly. Got another gentleman who got $18,000. Those are the only two that reported to me. Unfortunately, because we believe in 100% privacy, one of the things that we don't do at our company is keep records. So if you do business with us, nobody will ever know it except you and I.
Right.
And our office people, but they forget quickly. Because all we ever keep is your name and your phone number. Beyond
right.
that, we keep no records whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I know that in the past, dealing with your office and everybody over there, it's like, no, we don't have that information. It's gone.
Yep. We don't want to be a source of information for the IRS or any government agency anywhere at any time.
Of course not. And it's not, again, that we're trying to hide anything, and we don't choose to work with people that are, like, you know, dealing drugs or things or terrorists with this country.
Right.
This is just for your everyday true American that thinks they're free under the laws of God, which they're really not, and have a right to everything they buy in their life and own that it's theirs, and their children are even theirs, which they're not, once they turn 18. Yeah. It's just horrific what's going on in this country. People just don't have solutions.
So
I'm very, very happy for you, for your existence and everything you've done in your work, Richard, and hats off to you for what you've been able to accomplish in your work to help us free ourselves,
right?
So to speak.
Interesting enough, with a person who owns a business, I can make your business totally free and clear from the statutory organizations where you don't have to pay any taxes, you don't report anything, you don't even have to keep records. All the money you make 100% belongs to you. And then we use a third trust, which we call throwaway. That means if they sue you, that's the trust they're going to sue.
Okay.
The way you solve the case is you give them the trust and say, here it is, it's all set, goodbye, and it's all over. And what you do is create another trust, go on about your business. You're totally free and clear.
Well, what I like the best of this, folks, listeners, is that in this history, from inception to now, not one trust has been penetrated, messed with. And I'm sure if something were to be messed with, even a little bit, you've got stuff in line to just say, hey, you ain't going
there.
We're
all prepared.
This is your own laws and procedures we're following here. That's another thing I like the best, is we're not against trying to buck the system. You're not looking for approval of the system. What you're doing is just done correctly and done lawfully and legally.
We're doing it our way.
Well, in your research, and also in your research of studying the amendments and the constitutions and everything going on right now that everybody thinks law is based on, that because that's what they're told is the truth. They just take it for granted. They don't, you know, read it and educate themselves.
True.
You found the true way.
Yeah,
sure, there's many more, and there's people out there finding more and more as we go, but none that's done what you've done yet that I've discovered. And that's, again, the mission of the show is to get the truth out there.
We have the 70 Supreme Court decisions upholding, supporting, defending everything we do. So we're 100% solid. We got plenty of evidence if we ever had to go to court.
And, again, a lot of the stuff you have that we're talking about is on your site, correct?
Yes.
They can read about it and educate and get educated up on it. And any questions, they can reach you also or email you.
And by the way, when you do create the trust, we create two. They hold each other's certificates, so they're never issued.
Because
the Supreme Court said so long as the certificate holders have no control over the trust, it's a pure trust. And when we say pure, we mean that it's pure. It does not have any statutory complications built into it. Period.
Now, is it, in a sense, a common law trust?
It's probably more properly called a constitutional trust.
That's even better. I like that better.
Yes, it is. Common law is terribly misunderstood in this country.
And why do you use the word federal? I don't even like that
name. Because the Supreme Court of the United States used it in about four different cases.
Okay.
Referred to us as a federal organization. Very similar, by the way, and you probably don't know this, but in 1781, the United States Corporation was created, which is our government, as a federal organization. And so was the American Bar Association at the same time from two people who came over from England.
I think I heard that on your last show. Yes, that's interesting news there. Thank you.
That's a federal organization. So are ours.
Huh. So So do you have some viable solutions to getting this back, getting our country back, or saving, not getting it back, I should
well,
say, but
actually
saving?
Actually, we do. I'm learning how to be an attorney. But an attorney, attorneys privatus is what it is, a private attorney. There are some people who have discovered that if you use the Constitution, you can actually go into a statutory court, turn it into what is referred to by the Constitution as a court of record. Doesn't say that specifically, but that's what it's referring to as an Article III court.
Now, I was going to say this. I was going to say this for the end of the show, but let's do it now. Please explain what we're talking about here and a little bit about Randy in the process of an actual situation.
Yeah, it's a common law court, which means once you go into the courtroom, you change the flag, you get rid of all the attorneys, and you take charge. Now,
how's that done? How's that done?
Because you go in and you address yourself as an example, I would go in and say, I, Richard Young, one of the people of Florida, demand that my case be heard as a court of record.
Now, you're doing this behind the bar, too. Don't forget to tell them that. That's important.
Yeah, behind the bar. You haven't entered the bar yet.
Which means those little door flaps you walk through before you walk up to the podium.
We would have to entered this into the record by giving it to the court clerk, and the judge would have entered it into the record. And we would have gone in and asked him at that point if he received the documents we gave him. He would say yes and have it been entered into the record. Yes. If he says no, then I request that they be entered into the record at this time. And he's required to do that, and he has to do it. He has no choice.
And then again, this is after asking him the four questions, which are?
When you became a judge, you took an oath of office. Is that correct? Yes. And is that oath of office to uphold, support, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America? Yes, it is. And I presume that you will be operating this case under constitutional due process. Is that correct? Yes. And I also assume that everything we enter into the record will be entered into the record and be considered by this court. Yes, it will. You've won your case.
That's over at that point. Then it's just a matter if it even proceeds, if the judge doesn't get up and walk out, which you said usually happens.
Well, sometimes they do. They walk out, they disappear, and never come back. You have to get the bailiff to go ask them. The bailiff comes back, and he will quite often say, well, the judge dismissed the case. And I see your name, sir, was what, and he gives me his name. And would you repeat that for the record, please?
Yeah, saying for the record is very important. Very important.
Saying for the record, because now the clerk recorder will record it into the record. Once that becomes a part of the record, your case has been dismissed. You're on your way out the door, and that's the end of it. And they can't come after you afterwards.
And now you know a couple that has done this 600 for 600?
They've done it for 600 cases. Jack and Margie Flynn in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Wow.
They're extremely knowledgeable in doing this and have been extremely successful. And they trash people all the time, or judges primarily all the time, and prosecutors.
Uh-huh.
And a number of other people. They don't always go quietly, but they do go.
Uh-huh. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about that Randy Lee situation.
Okay, Randy Lee was a fellow a number of years ago in California, didn't like the idea that everything they served to him was in uppercase letters, which is his straw man name, and that's what it's called. And it is the straw man name that was created in 1933 under House Joint Resolution 192 so that the government would own you. And he went in and said, when he was asked at the beginning who represented the plaintiff, the defendant in the case, he said, I, Randy Lee, and my name is spelled, capital R, small A, small N, small D, small Y, and capital L, small E, small E, not as it appears on the record. I am not that person, and I request this case be dismissed. And the judge asked the prosecutor if he had something to say about that, and all the prosecutor said was, well, just because he thinks because we don't spell his name properly that he isn't subject to statutory law, he's very sadly mistaken. The judge's response was very simply, please call the next case.
Now, we do have a transcript of this, folks.
Yes, we do.
We're in the process of tracking it down because it's like all the other successful cases, they seem to disappear.
Well, no, I have the printout of the case. The only thing that's missing on the printout that I have, it's an actually duplicate, it is his last name, which I don't have yet, and I have the case number, but only the very first number. I don't have the balance of the numbers, but I do have the date the case was heard, and I have had people tell me that they were sitting in the courtroom at that time.
So you know which court? It was in California, I understand.
It was in California.
Okay, so that shouldn't be too hard to find. So we will have that posted. You'll have that posted. I think you've got some of the stuff up already on your site.
Yeah, I think it's on our webpage already. If it's not, it will be up as soon as we get all the information.
Okay.
But we plan on providing this to everybody that does any business with us at all so that they can get out of this system.
Yeah, see, that's one thing I talked about last week with LB a little bit, and he gets very emotional about this, and I can feel him already in our discussion. I don't like to hear hearsay or people's theories or what somebody saw or didn't see. And I said, LB, I'm the same way. But
right.
People
well,
need to hear
I will make
these
this.
Little success stories, and people
right.
like Richard and myself, and I'm sure you, will get down to the bottom of the truth. And again, Richard's got more information than when I talked, or you've got more information than when I talked to LB last week,
right.
as far as
right.
just having the transcript.
Yep.
Now you've got the case number, you know which court it is, we'll be able to find it.
Right.
And get
well, not
the
only that, let me make the comment, I am a sovereign individual, verified, authenticated, and substantiated by the Secretary of State of Nevada in an apostille issued on my documents. They are successful to the point where I own my car. It is registered by the Uniform Commercial Code 1-3 on my file.
Yeah, we can talk about that one, too. That's a big issue with people out there, is the UCC redemption process.
Yes.
UCC
and
is utilized for property and or possessions such as vehicles, houses,
everything.
Land,
yes.
jewelry, possessions, computers, whatever they may be. They're not
yep.
technically used. They're not used for real living beating beings. A
they
lien
can be, however,
a lien can be put on a being, correctly?
Yes.
And attach their assets.
You can file your children on a UCC-1 financing statement, and you now own them, and they belong to you, and if your husband or wife will agree, you can do it with them, too.
And that's very similar to what Jesus himself did. He registered himself publicly, then he went
right.
or privately, then he went to Nazareth and registered himself publicly.
Right.
Why did he
that's
do it that way? He was trying to tell us something. You need
right.
to be covering your ass on both ends, the public
yes.
and the private.
There's another case, I forget about it sometime, and I have a copy of it. It seems as though this husband and wife went into court, and they were convicted, and they went in for sentencing, and the judge said, you realize you are here for sentencing. And she said, Your Honor, we're not here for sentencing, because I demand that you deliver to me my property. I have entered into the record my UCC filing on my husband. He belongs to me, and I demand that you deliver to me my record, my property right now. And then he said, I'm not here for sentencing. I want to put you on record that I have filed my wife in a UCC form, and she belongs to me, and she's my property, and I demand that you deliver my property to me. So neither one of us are going to stand here any longer and listen to this thing. Walked out of the courtroom.
And they were in custody?
Nope, they were at that time.
Oh, okay, at that time, okay.
Well, they weren't in custody. They were reporting for sentencing.
Okay, so they're out on bail or something along those lines?
I think they were just convicted, and they were brought back for sentencing the way they usually do it.
Okay, I got you.
And they were there for sentencing. They just turned the court upside down. The judge didn't know what to do. Nothing ever happened.
Wow. Now, was it state or federal again? Because I know there's a big difference between the two.
I think that was a state court, but it doesn't make any difference.
Well, I tend to think it does because, you know, in my personal experience that you helped me through,
right.
federal was a lot more difficult, and certain things that worked very easily with the state didn't even get recognized federally. Again, that could have been something I messed up on. I don't know, but...
It's why you have to... Well, a lot of the things I know now, I didn't know then. I would have...
Well, same here, too. Life is a learning experience.
And I'm getting smarter all the time. I would guess that another 30 days, 45 days, I plan on filing a number of lawsuits in this country. It seems as though, according to Marbury versus Madison and Miranda, that anything that is abhorrent to the Constitution is automatically illegal, unlawfully, unconstitutional, was never law to begin with when it was created,
was never a legal entity. Uh-huh.
That means everything George Bush has done since he's been in office, like the Patriot Act,
uh-huh.
totally illegal and unlawful and unconstitutional.
Right.
And one lawsuit can eliminate all of that stuff.
Well, I know all his buddies are jumping ship on him, so... And
well, certainly
there's a whole coalition of people trying to get an indictment on the East Coast, finally in this country, but there's already charges filed against him in the national courts. There's been stuff going down in Germany and Japan, filing charges against him under international violations of the environment, international violations of his own people in his own country. I mean, just horrific stuff. I mean, stuff that we don't even charge terrorists with. He's being hit with right now. So his buddy...
Everything he's done and the things that have been set up to destroy this country are all going to be destroyed. Because every one of them can be set aside in a court of record as we go in and file against them under the Constitution. And the Constitution, by the way, is alive and well and more powerful than you have any imagination.
That's why they're so scared right now.
Are all winning these cases.
Uh-huh. That's one reason they're all the other people in the wrong positions are running scared, because they know this.
That's right. They are. Yes.
And like everything else, like those contracts out there, if we don't agree to them and agree and consent to this new constitution they're writing and uphold our true constitution as we the people and start taking that power given to us by God back, it'll be very easy to get back our country, to get a good government out there that will work if we choose to use a government, and get a monetary system that will be viable and based on gold and silver again.
Yes.
And put the strength back into this country again, get people out of Walmart. And that's you talked about lawsuits. I'd have to go after Walmart. We can go after them, I'm sure, for $100 billion, and they wouldn't even they'd probably just pay it. They wouldn't even pay
it. But one most interesting thing that you must be aware of is attorneys. Attorneys belong to the Bar Association. The American Bar Association was created, as I said a few minutes ago, in Washington, D.C., in 1781, at the same time that the United States Corporation was created.
What a coincidence.
And it was created by two people from England. Bar, at that time, you could find this explanation. You can't find it now. Bar stands for British Accreditation Registry, or Regency. I'm not sure which it is.
Which is basically a membership to a private corporation.
Yes, and not only that, but our Constitution specifically states that no one can have a title. Well, what is Esquire if it's not a title for an attorney? And it is. And he automatically is telling you he belongs to a foreign country, foreign organization, has a loyalty, and our Constitution prohibits him from holding a position in his government.
Interesting. You know, one of the easiest ways I've dealt with attorneys is, and I've had some pretty high-end law firms, you know, come after me, or I go after them helping other people out. I hit them with the one question, you know, can I see your license to practice law? Oh, well, here's my bar card. I'm like, no, I don't want to see your membership to the British Accredited Registry. I want to see your license on the wall that the state legislator requires you to have that gives you authorization to practice law. Just like an MD is required to have a license for medicine, you're required by law to have a license to practice it. Where is it?
Yep.
And another thing, their cards say attorney at law. Well, if you understand the difference between at and in, as an attorney in law, at simply means you draw a circle, and within that circle is all real living things. Those are things in life that are real.
Right.
Anything outside of that is just at it. So they don't even understand the true law.
They don't.
Just like doctors don't understand the true healing on the body. They're kept from it. It's an educational thing.
They really don't. We've been so misled all our lives.
Yeah, I get
Believe
that.
Believe me, I'm not a spring chicken. I've been around the block 1,000 times at least. I've been there, done that.
Yeah?
Whatever you can think of, I've probably been there and done that.
And now from what I understand, everything you've been doing is just taking off for you. You're just doing wonderfully. And,
it is. All of a sudden, everything is really coming through. I've got more people using that tax determination program and the rescission program to get themselves out of the tax system.
Uh-huh.
We just came out recently with our land patent program.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk a little bit about that.
When you purchase your property today, you use a warranty deed or a quitclaim deed.
Uh-huh.
These are what are called color of law documents. That means they are telling you that they're law when, in fact, they have zero basis in law, in fact.
That they're colorable.
The fact is that you, on your property, are listed on your straw man name, uppercase. That means that they have control of and own your property.
Because
that's why
a fiction,
they step in and take it.
Because, again, we're talking about a fiction, and they own the fiction.
Right. They own it. And that's why under eminent domain they can take your property. If you have a land patent on your property, you've reactivated the original land grant. When this country was new, every piece of land, every foot, every inch was owned by foreign governments, foreign countries.
Uh-huh.
When this was all begun to be distributed throughout the United States, it was done by a land grant. And that grant was authenticated and verified by the President of the United States and Congress. So that grant still exists today, even though you may not have one on your property. But it's very simple. You learn what the number of the land grant is from the Bureau of Land Management. You send them the adjusted description. They will send certified copies to you. You attach those to the documents that you use now, which are the land deeds to your property, and you sell the property from your straw man name to your real name, which is an upper and lower case. It has to be. as every proper name must be written in upper lowercase. You then take that document with this information and you file it the county recorder's office. This means you now have a land patent on that property. That belongs to you, the sentient being. Nobody can set foot on that property without your permission.
Now, we're talking
nobody
the
can
soil
tell
here.
You what to
we're
do.
Talking the soil here, so any buildings on it are irrelevant at this
right.
point.
Right.
Now, what are the
you
signs
want
say that
go-
we post? What are the signs that we post on the property say?
No trespass, private property. Violators will be shot.
Period.
And you can shoot them, by the way.
Period.
Yes.
And then there's also some codes on there and fines per minute
yep.
they step foot on your property you can bill them
right.
for.
Yes. Nobody can tell you what to do on that property. The beautiful part of it is you own everything above it and below it. So you own the air over it. You own the water. You own the underground water. You own all of the,
mineral rights, so to speak.
Mineral rights, right.
And which is one thing I'm looking looking forward to on the property I'm on now, 7 acres, and we've got a well on the property. It's amazing spring water right from the mountains.
Yep.
And it's just.
And by the way, you can drill a well anytime you want to. You can build any kind of a building you want. You can put anything on your property you want. You can do whatever you want to do.
Well, what's the situation if you've got a sewer line or a main line or a gas line coming to your property or something like that?
You can charge them for it.
Huh.
Or make them move it, and they're not going to do that because it costs too much money.
Yeah, this sounds very familiar to some of my future shows when I start talking about
and
free
by
energy.
By the way, if you have
sell them back their energy.
If you have a mortgage on your property, when you take possession of the property itself, you don't have to pay it. Because they can't touch the property. They can't repossess it. They can't come and take it. And you stop paying property taxes.
Because of the land patent.
Yes, I have a very interesting story on my webpage called A Visitor from a Foreign Land. And he said, you own everything. Is that correct? Yes. Well, then why does the state and the county charge you taxes and you pay it if it's yours? If it's yours, they can't do that.
Right.
And there's a lot more to it, but it's interesting. We've had that on for a long time. But you now actually, honest to God, own this property. It's yours.
And it can be passed down to your heirs correctly.
Yes.
You don't have to be worried about it being torn apart.
You do it with trust.
Yeah.
Now, the trust cannot own that land, by the way. But what it can do is it can own the equity in the property that you have.
Huh. Again, because the trust, you don't own the trust.
You don't own it.
And the land is in the real person's name. Correct.
You've exchanged your equity into the property for certificates of capital units, which are never issued. And the trust now owns the
certificate.
Rights to the equity in the property.
Uh-huh.
And the property then, in a sense, is under the control of the trust. The trust doesn't own it because a fiction cannot own land. Only a sentient being. A corporation cannot own land. Government cannot own land.
Then how the hell is it that every parcel of property out there, other than the people who have their property taken care of consciously, it's all owned, if you look it up under registries and titles, it's all owned by fictions.
That's right.
So that means we could almost go in there and to a huge corporation that maybe owns, say, 500,000 acres of land somewhere on this country and say, you don't own it. We're transferring it to a real entity and taking over the land or something along those lines.
Well, the problem with that would be you wouldn't have a sale document in order to legally transfer it. That's the biggest problem. But, by the way, that has been done by people.
Well, I would think you could just file a claim on the land, similar to what they did with the fires years ago in Colorado and similar to what they did recently in New Orleans, where they're trying to get people off the land so they can go in there and say, well, you know, post a white flag so the firemen and rescue department doesn't go in there and try and save anybody so they know the property is vacant. Well, you've just basically abandoned the property technically under law, and they can just come right in there and take it.
They've talked you into abandoning the property.
Right, by creating a catastrophe, of course. A nice way to do it.
Right. You got to watch these people. They're not trustworthy.
No.
They're not your friends. They're not nice.
No, but they can sure act like it when they want what they want. But
They will tell you anything they have to. The biggest lies in the world, and some of the biggest ones people believe, even though you can see right through them, because they want to.
Yeah. And they use fear, of course, which is one thing they do
obviously
with couples and helps, you know,
sure,
break down that trust because now there's fear involved.
You have to be very careful what you do and how you do it.
Yeah.
And if you don't know for sure something, call one of us and ask. We probably have answers.
Yeah, that's kind of what LB and I were talking about. Like, the biggest problem is people can learn this stuff and then get educated and feel empowered, but then when something happens, they just lose it. What do I do? What do I say? They freak out. It's like, you have all the tools. Well, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. No, I don't. And they freak. And we need some way where we can say, look, there's no reason to get there, but we can also have a way where somebody else can become their secured party and go and speak on their behalf, where now we start getting some of these attorneys coming out of law school that have a passion for law and justice, unlike some of the seasoned attorneys out there, which some still do.
Right.
But they have a passion for law and justice. They want the truth. So now we can teach them the truth in law, and get them educated correctly where they can utilize both sides of the fence now, and they can become secure parties for people and go out and speak on behalf because that's what they want to do.
Right. True.
You know, so that could be something you and I should look into.
People quite often ask me, well, since you have your own license tag, do they stop you? Not anymore. They did. At one point, I was stopped. When they stopped me, I hand them my papers. I say, these are my documents. I stand on them. I had three cops. I lived in an upscale area over here in Florida when I moved down here.
Bay Harbor. Is this the one where they called the watch commander and everybody out?
Yeah, everybody came out. Nobody
tell that story.
They said, we don't know what to do, so we're going to go ahead and give you three tickets. No license tag, no driver's license, and no proof of insurance. I said, but I have a $10 million bond right there. He said, we don't understand that. I said, well, it says that, but I guess you can't read. So, but anyway, thank you. I appreciate it. So they gave me three tickets.
Uh-huh.
I went to Las Vegas to learn how to defend myself, trashed the court, came back. I walked into the courtroom. They called my case. The prosecutor would not look at me. She said, Your Honor, we nulli-pros the first charge, and we dismiss the other two, which means they don't have any jurisdiction. I went out, I got copies of these documents and these statements, which I have with me, and I've only been bothered once since then, and the officer who stopped me said, I'm sorry, I wasn't aware, I'll make sure nobody ever bothers you again. So he entered me on NCIC, National Crime Information Center, and it says, do not detain.
Wow. Interesting.
Nobody bothers me anymore, but nobody can.
Uh-huh.
Because I've gone one step further. The apostille I received from the Secretary of State of Nevada created a treaty, in essence, creating me as a foreign country. And I went and I used the apostille, go into a company who produces badges, and they produced a badge for me that is issued by the United States of America that says, I am an ambassador and a diplomat. And it refers to a meeting in The Hague, I believe, in France in 1761. I think that's the date. I'm not positive. But anyhow, I have the identification card is issued by the United States of America, indicates that I am a head of state and a diplomat. It makes me untouchable.
Now, I remember about 2 years now, we were working on those because the source you had for that wasn't doing them anymore. I'm sure they got fear-based or something happened.
Right.
But that's something that I think LB's working on. I've talked to you about working on. I'd like to help in any way we can to get those made and available.
Well, I can get them made again. I have the company organized again.
Okay.
Well, I went in with my documents to show them what we were doing, and they said, okay.
Well, if you would, I'd appreciate it if you and LB could talk again on this one so they can get something that's really solid.
Okay, yeah.
You know, put together on that.
Well, I have mine, and I know every time I get on an airplane, I produce it as an identification with my ticket, and generally they call somebody over and escort me out to the airplane.
Wow. And that's, you don't need a passport at this point anymore because that's it, right?
I don't know.
Is that a picture ID on it?
Well, I see it. Yeah, it has a picture. Has a picture, has my description and everything on it. It has the apostille number and so on. Because the apostille is a document that does it. The apostille is what creates your sovereignty.
Which we had a little breakthrough on that one today, too, from what I understand when I called you earlier, that the one I did is the most up-to-date one you were saying that you haven't even seen yet.
Yeah, I had made the improvements on it. I didn't know that anybody had ever filed it. The people here who had the court problem were given a copy and told to file it. Instead, they filed the old one.
Huh.
Now, just to show you how stupid some secretaries of state are, they went ahead and issued an apostille on his documents, even though one of the sets of documents wasn't even fully completed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember when I filed mine, the lady didn't even really read it. I mean, she only scanned the cover letter of what I was doing, and that was it. She didn't read the Declaration of Reliance.
No, they normally don't, right. But that was good because I was hoping to do that simpler. And I'm glad that I talked to you about it.
Well, hopefully my email got through because I did get those out to you.
I just got back from dinner, so I have no idea.
Well, speaking of getting information out, you have a book.
Yes.
What's the title again?
Well, actually, I got a couple of books. The first book is The Nemesis of Freedom, The Destruction of America, which is a history from the 1781 till up to current date, telling you what the government has been doing, what these people have been doing, who's doing it, how it came about, what happened, and how we can correct it. That's one of the books. That's $10 on my
website. That sounds like the foundation of understanding all this.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, when you read this book, you're going to say, really?
That'll be course 101. That'll be course 101 for our lawyers when they come to work with us.
Yeah, those SOBs. And I will be honest, I did not write it. I assembled it because the information in there, it would have taken me years and years and years to discover. But I did assemble it, and I say that.
Okay.
But it still is a one-of-a-kind book that I'm aware of.
And that's
the other one is, yes, it is $10 on a CD-ROM.
Awesome.
The other book is Personal and Business Protection for the 21st Century, which goes into depth on the trusts, on the tax determination program, and in fact on all the programs that we offer. It gives a brief description of the American Birthright Recovery Program, which is our sovereignty or redemption program.
Okay.
I like that better because that's what you're doing. You're recovering your birthright.
Yeah. And does it give you some practical understanding as to people, like the Sovereign Individual book, for instance, tells you how you have to live as a sovereign. You have to live differently and be different and take responsibility.
You've really got to go through the course to understand that because that's the first thing we do. The first part is broken down in three parts. First part, what is sovereignty? How does it work? What's it all about? What can I do? And one of the reasons I'm so successful in doing this is because I not only believe it, I live it, I act it. It's my life.
Well, it does become a lot easier, I can tell our listeners out there, once you've used it a few times and see it work, it does give you a lot more strength to just live that life.
Yes.
And this is what we agreed to do when we came here.
When you're talking to these people who are confronting you, that belief and that strength of conviction comes through.
Right. And you talk to them in a nice tone of manner. You're not arguing or fighting with them. You're not trying to attack them. You're just talking to them like a normal human being.
Trying to answer their questions and educate them about what the circumstances are.
Right.
And since then, the most interesting thing I ever had happen, I went down to the races in, down south here. I can't think of the name of the place. The memory is not that great. But anyway, my wife won a couple of tickets to a NASCAR race. So we went down, and I went through the handicap parking.
Uh-huh.
And they stopped us and asked if I had a driver's license. I said, no, I don't need one. I got my papers out. I opened it up. In the meantime, a captain on the sheriff's department walked over, and he's listening. And he said, well, let me see your driver's license. I said, I don't have one. I don't have to have one. He said, really? I said, yeah, here's my papers. I stand on it. So the captain got them, read it a little bit. Oh, he said, you're one of the special people. I said, yes, I am. He said, listen, have a good day. I'm sorry we bothered you. Handed them back to me, and that was the end of it. So,
well, you also have another book out, right? The Nemesis?
Well, The Nemesis of Freedom and the American Threat Recovery Program. I just the two.
Okay. And so they can be got on CD-ROM or DVD-ROM, whatever it is that you...
Yeah, at the moment they're both on CD-ROM, and you have to pull them up on your computer, either print them out or read them on there.
Okay. Well, Richard, we're running out of time here tonight, so I'll leave our listeners with the links for questions or inquiries on tonight's show. And again, the general website is the www.2BeHealthyNow.com, or go to the bbsradio.com site and go to tonight's info down the middle, down the center, and go to our links for the websites. Richard, again, would you like to give our listeners your website address?
Yeah, it's www.assetpro.us.
.us.
And it is loaded with information
about
everything we talked about.
Make sure you get that U.S. on there, folks. It's not .com or .org. It's assetpro.us. And again, listeners, be sure to listen to the deprogramming site I still have up posted on the show site. It's quite an interesting. I don't know if you've gone to that yet, Richard. You might want to check that out.
No, I
really love your opinion on that.
Okay.
It's called Deprogramming. It's www.deprogramming.com, I'm pretty sure. Or the link's on my site. I'll get it over to you.
Okay.
But there's a whole process you go through that basically explains everything you're saying, why they did it, how they did it, when they did it, what we can do, and so forth.
Yeah,
and the improvements that can be made in it. I'd like your input on that.
Yeah, keep in mind, everything they've done can be reversed and will be before serious things happen any worse than they are right now.
Yes, I agree. I agree. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Well, I appreciate you.
I'm very close to filing lawsuits, and I'm going to file a ton of them.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Walmart one, if that's possible. Well, again, thanks for tuning in tonight, folks, and thanks, Richard, for your valuable time and taking it out with us here tonight.
More importantly,
Richard, thanks for raising consciousness around the planet. And as always, it is our mission with the simple truth to continually seek out cutting-edge products and healing modalities from around the world and do our best to keep you up to date on current affairs going on in our country and in our court systems throughout our country and what we can do to stop it, prevent it, and never see it again and get our country and our courts back. And most important, I am always seeking and staying in truth, in the light, in love, always. Thank you for tuning in, brothers and sisters of light, and please be sure to come back next week for another highly enlightening and conscious shifting show. Guests to be announced on the BBS Radio website. Be sure to go to the Trusted News Trader blog link on the info site at thebbsradio.com on the left of the main homepage of BBS Radio. There's some incredible information there, and feel free to put up any interesting news you feel might help the shift. And again, thanks, many thanks, actually, to Don Newsom, my producer, and BBS Radio, and for what you do. You do it so well. And don't forget, folks, if it's not on mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. And if you're just not getting it on Coast to Coast AM anymore, that's because it's on bbsradio.com. So spread the news, spread the truth, spread the love, and spread the light. Bye for now. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, and may your lives be filled with great joy and wonder always. Love and light to all.